We're on Daf Nunches Amid Aleph. Let us first finish the Tosfos, and then we'll go further on to the Gemara. Tosfos is around 5 lines from the bottom. Tosfos was telling us Hagdoris in Mavriach Ari. So Tosfos says, V'heicha shemashbiach nichsech aveiroi. When a person is mashbiach nichsei chaveiroi, he improves nichsei chaveiroi. Ein doi meklal l'mavriach ari. So this does not at all fall into the category of mavriach ari. Mavriach ari, pshat is, l'cheire, there is no cheshbin of mameini gaboch. That means he's mavriach, the potential mazik, and the bailim remains with his behemoth. So there's no inyan of mameini gaboch, unless we'll say there's an inyan of mishtar shalei by the pseidah. But that is the sugya mavriach ari. But mashviach nichsei chaveiroi, if I go and I improve yenem znechosim, Kigain yairei l'soich soda chaveiroi v'notai shalei b'shus. A person goes into the soda of his chava and he plants ilonis there. So that's called, he was mashbiach yenem sfel. So memela there, here there's a tviya of mameini gaboch. So this is no shaykhis at all with mavriach ari. So Tosfos will bring 3 tziyurim of mashbiach nichsei chaveiroi. One tziyur is notai shalei b'shus, he made netiyas in yenem sfil. Case number 2, umakif es chaveiroi mishalesh luchayser. This is a case we're speaking about that it was a sada pnimi that was surrounded by sodeis chitzoniyos, and the bailim of the sode chitzoniyos went and put a fence that was makif the pnimi. This chaluk ideas, if the fence was also surrounding the sode chitzoni, or the fence was between the sode chitzoni and the sode pnimi. But al kaponim, the bailim of the sodeis chitzoniyos put up a fence on 3 sides, then the pnimi is mashlam the 4th side, so we see he's niche with the shmire that he had received from the gather on the 3 sides. So there is a sugya he has to pay. So that's also considered mashbiach nichsei chaveiroi. So the Dvar Yaakov brings down ha'ore from other achayinim. L'chayre, this offense is a gather of mavriach ari. That means that's the whole accomplishment of the fence. The fence make that unwelcome visitors can't come. Why does this fall into the category of mashbiach nichsei chaveiroi? So they say a beautiful teretz. Mavriach ari means a protistike anhoge. That means there's an ari. I get rid of the ri. So what did I accomplish? I accomplished that I got rid of this potential mazik. That's it. If you have a fence surrounding a property, so the value of the property is worth much. It's a protected property. Not pshat is the din is, well, now the ri that was wanting to enter can't enter. That's not the only revach. The revach is this now becomes a protected property, and the value of the property rises because it's mukif with mechitzis. So this is called amashbiach nichsei chaveiroi. So this you have to pay for. Or case number 3, uchagoy nahuda umnin, asoicher asapoyel lases bishaloi. A person hired a poyel to be mashbiach his field. Reuven hired Shimon to be mashbiach Reuven's field, v'aro bishal chaveiroi. And then Reuven took Shimon in showed him to be Mashbich Levi's field. The Neitel mi Balabayis Masheinayu. So now Reuven will take from Levi the Anor that he was Mesaver. This is the gather of Yoirid. That he's Mashbiach, Yenim's Nechosim, and there he has a right to be Teveya, either Yodel Yoyna, Yodel Tachtayla, but Al Kaponim, he has a right to be Teveya a certain amount of money for that he was Mashbiach, his field. Now, Taisvis goes back to a Gemara which Taisvis had brought before. V'ein lahakshayis b'shotaf no chameil chaveiroi. We had learned if shotaf no chameir chaveiroi, chameirei v'chameir chaveiroi, and it was ozav eshaloi, hiniach shaloi v'hitzel shal chaveiroi, so it says, ein le'yel eschorei. So the person who was matzel chameir chaveiroi can request payment for his services, for the maisa atzolot, but that was hiniach chamoiroi, because of that tzolah, he cannot request payment for his chamoir. That's what we had before. Ein loy elo schorim. He can be teveya schorim. So Taisvis es kasha lama ein loy kol hefseidoi. And the kasha is a meirdike kasha. Just like we had by Mekadem, Beroyim and Makolis Bischar. We had heard that if a person, even a strange person, sees that, let's say, Zevim are coming, Tidap Tetzain, so he goes and hires Royim with Makolis, so Taisvis assumed that the Baal Atzain has to pay him for all his Eitzoes. If the Hatzolah came about through these Eitzoes, so you have to pay me for the hitzoes that were made. So Memela, Tosotaisa Zakashe, the hatzola of Chamoy Chaveri only came about because he knew a cheshalei. That was the price. That means if he would take care of his Chamoy, he would not be capable of being matzel Chamoy Chaveri. So the only way he could be matzel Chamoy Chaveri is by Hiniya Chamoyroi. So this is the hefsed he is suffering in order to be matzel chamer chaveri. And Taisus gave us guidelines by Bori Azeke, you can mum the pseide. And this is called Bori Azeke, and that's why you can mum the schar, so why can you mum the hefsed? So Taisus answers two terutzim. Terutz number one, the kiven, the baal chamer oimecham. Since the Baal Chamoir, L'cheira means this is the Baal of Chamoir Chaveiroi, Malonu lasis loitakone shaloi midatoi, im yirtze yasne hamatzel l'shalim chamoiroi. So L'cheira, Taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis is saying, by the case of Mekadim, Baroyim, Umakolis, where this person goes and lays out money and hires Royim and Makolis. So there, we're speaking about that the Baal Hatzoyin is not around. So therefore, we made a takone that he should get paid for his Hatzoyin. Masha Einkein over here we're speaking about that the Baal HaMoyer is standing here also. So malonu lasos loy takone shaloi midatoi. Why should we make a takone that the Baal HaChamor should pay for all the haitzois that the matzel made in order to be matzel his chamor, which means it was hiniya chamor, right? Since he's standing there, let himself make up with the Baal HaChamor. Will you pay me for my chamer, or won't you pay me for my chamer? So here, Chazal did not make a takona. Now, here we have a meiridike maramokim, which we had mentioned yesterday, that it would seem from Taisvis that what he pays by Bori Hezeke, he was speaking about Bori Hezeke, and Taisvis had said before, by Bori Hezeke, the halacha is that he gets tzoroi, you pay the hefsid, bali yezeke, he gets paid fully for all his eitzos. All of a sudden, Tosfos mentions over here, malonu lasos loy takone. Takone man dechar shmei. We were learning all along, there's a lomdis, that by bari yezeke, doesn't fall into the category mavri achari, it's not called mahane, it's called mishtar shilei. So memele, so therefore, that says mechuyev to pay. And here, all of a sudden, Tosfos mentions, malonu lasos loy takone. So it would seem from Tosfos, that the halacha, that what he has to pay for the hefsid al kaponim by bari yezeke, the tashlumin for the hefsid is mitzat takone. Chazal made a takone because if you won't pay for the hefsid, so then his behema will be nifsad. So Chazal made a takone that he should pay for the hefsid. But if both of them are standing around, then Chazal said, why do we have to make a takone? Let them come to agreement between themselves. And now Tosfos says that by Emerson there is not Bori Yezek. And Akolchach Mayri biyocher lahatzel ayidei hadchak, that the Bailim could be matzel his chamoyer himself. The Imlo came, because if that is not the case, leima leima hefke kazachina. So why can the matzel be zoiche in the chamoyer al tzutei shalyam? That means the Bailim is not capable of being matzel is chamoyer, so it's hefke. Kedemrin en hosom al chavi shal dvash, umikol mo came, if al chavi shal dvash became nizdak, and you can't be matzel, so it becomes hefke. Umikol mo came shchorei noisin loy. So now, according to this Akimta, now Tosfos has a big problem. So it's speaking about that it's not Bori Yezeke. Tosfos had said all along, Tosfos made two categories. Bori Yezeke, you pay Schorei. Loi Bori Yezeke, you don't pay anything. If it was Midaitoi. And now all of a sudden, Tosfos had a kasha. Why didn't you pay the hefsid of the matzel? So Tosfos says the second tells, it's not Bori Yezeke. So if it's not Bori Yezeke, so that falls into the category of Mavri Achari, and you don't even pay Schorei. And there it says, Ein Lo Yela Schorei. So that's Tosfos' problem. So Tosfos says, Mikol Mokim Schorei Noisin Loi, the Mistome Nichalei Shekol Mi Sheyatzol Yitel Schar, Kol Zman Shelo Yimche Biyodei Kimen Sheyochel Ahatzol Ela Yedei Atchak. So Tosfos says, this is in between. We have Bori Yezeke, that you pay the hefsid. We have this, not Bori Yezeke, it's only Hatzola, Mipachad, Midaige, Mitzah. You don't pay anything. And then, now Tosfos wants to say, this is in between. It's not Bori Yezeke, but it could only be Matzol Yedei Atchak, so we have Anan Sadi. The Bailim would prefer not to be matzel a yedei atchak. He'd prefer that someone should do it for him, and he'll pay him for his services. So this is anan sadi, that he's nichet to pay him for his services. Since it's a yedei atchak, so that's the reason of the tashlumin. But al kaponim, for the psay, that you don't have to pay him, because it's not bori yezeke, since the Bailim is bekoyach to be matzel. Let us go to the Gemara. Heichi nafla. We had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nafla legina venenis mishalemis mashenenis. Until now we were explaining if the nenis means ochla venenis, ochla, or the hanos, that it was a nechbat. But now the Gemara is going to explain how did the nafla occur. The Gemara asks, Heichi nafla, how did it occur? So the Teres Chaim says, that means if we will assume that the reason it fell, because the behema was much too close to the gine, and that's why it fell, so then he said that he was a pesheya in the hezik, so then you shouldn't pay mashenenish, you should pay mashenizika. That means if that's how it fell, that's the reason for the falling. So he's a pesheya. So memele shepei ma'ashe yizike. Is Rav Kahana Oma shehechliko b'meimei ragleho. No, it was really, there was a safe distance between where the behemoth was walking and the gineh, but the behemoth slipped b'meimei ragleho. Zot Rashi, shehechliko b'meimei ragleho, mirshus harabim legineh. Was walking the rishus harabim, and it slipped into the gineh. The unse de loisalke adaitehu. This is anoinis, which he shouldn't have thought of. So memele, so that's why he's not a pesheya. That means there was a safe distance away from the gine, and it slipped, and that's how it fell into the gine. Exactly why this is anoinis loisalke adaitehu, I don't understand too well. I mean, that it should be matel meimei raglayim, that sicher a milsa de shriche, that a behemoth should do. So the onus is that it slipped. Usually animals are capable of walking on wet kark and not to slip. That's, and this, and here it happened, it slipped. And that's, I don't know if that's like a pshat in the Gemara. Al kaponim, hichliko b'meimei ragleo is an oines lehavi lesuki adaite. So memele, so he was an onus and the nefilas abeime. That's Rav Kahana's teretz. Rava omar shedoch v'sor chavoto. Rava said that speaking about that Fakert, they both were walking a safe distance away from the gineh. Theoretically, nothing should have happened, but they were walking two together, two behemoths together, and one behemoth pushed off the other behemoth. So that's how it fell in. So this is Rav's teretz. So the Gemara says, "Man di yomer shadoch v'soch havoto koshkein shechlike b'meimei ragle." If this is called anonos, so that is zicher called anonos. Uman the Omar Shechlika be Meme Ragleo Avodoch Vesochavoto Posho Umishalemis Mashizika. But Rav Kahana holds that Toch Vesochavoto is a Pshie. Why is it a Pshie? The Omar Lei, because it's a Taina to the Bala Behime, Iboyi Lecho Avuri Chodo Chodo. That means if they're walking, they should be walking in single file. You don't put two behemoths one next to the other because you have to understand that's the nature of behemoths. One pushes the other. So this is not called an onus. This is called a pshia. The state says that one is olul to push the other, so he should be mechuyv to pay ma'ase yizike. That's what Rav Kahana holds. Omar Rav Kahana, Loishonu elo bo'isa aruga. Now Rav Kahana was speaking about that it fell into the gine, and it ate up an aruga. So we say on this aruga he's an onus. He only pays mashenenis. Avo me aruga la aruga mishalemes mashehizika. But if it fell into the gine, and it fell in one aruge, and then after this aruge, it went to the next aruge, and it helped itself. So on the second aruge, you pay Masha Hizika, not Masha Nenis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu mei aruge la aruge, afilu it went from one aruge to a second aruge, afilu kol hayoim kuloi. And it was eating, it was eating in this gine, and it was really having an enjoyable time. He's potter. Acha teitze, till it leaves the gine, the tachze, lodas, and then, ubichayev mashizika. But kol's man, the behemoth is in this sode, due to the nefila ba'inis, so that the behemoth can be there the whole day, and the Bailam is potter to pay Mashi Zikani, pays Mashi Nenis. Before we'll see Rashi, which is very difficult, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Leishonu Ella Ba'isa Aruga. The Kivin Shetchilas Nefilasa Ba'isa Aruga Ba'inis. Since the contact or the entry that the behemoth went into the gina to this aruge was ba'ainis, einei chayev lahaloisa me'oisa aruge. So he's not mechuyev to take her out of this aruge, avol me'aruge la'aruge have kistei acher. But a second aruge is kis soda acher. Now, what is pshat and taisvis? Pshat and taisvis is as follows. Amayadik pshat. The pasuk says, ubir b'stei acher. Pshilach is b'iroi ubir b'stei acher. That means that the pasuk is explaining to us how did it get into this soda. The entry, the knis into the soda was al yedei pshias abayla. But all these Lashonis show that the Bailam was responsible for the Knesset. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. It came into the Steyacha, Adei Vishilach, Adei Ubiya. So then he's responsible for the Hezek that his Behemah had made in Yenim's field. So the Gemara is saying, Amira de Kechidish. The Gemara is saying that, but what happens if the knisa to the field was shaloi al yedei pshiyosai? It wasn't al yedei pshiyosai. It's selin. So memele, there's no chiyuv to pay for the hezek because it's not v'shilach as bira b'steyacha. So therefore, but let's appreciate the chiddush. So even though we have an aruge. And on this aruga, the behemoth could be eating there a half an hour, and it's bekoyach of the Bailam to take out the behemoth, he's potter to pay mashehizik. Because tashlume mashehizik, meitav kalma yeshalma is only if the knisa came about pshiyosai, through his pshiyah. But if the knisa was shaloya yedei pshiyosai, so memele he's not responsible to pay the hezik, And this soda. So now the shaila is, when does this soda end? So we have here machlokes. Rav Kahane holds that the aruge it fell onto, so this aruge is considered a soda b'fnei atzmoi. And on this soda, the Baal HaBeim is not responsible for the achilas b'emtoi. But if it finished this aruge and now it's there in the field and now it goes to the next aruge, so this is called a new knisa. Each aruge is considered a different field. The aruge that it fell on and it's eating over there, so that's called, that's, it's missing ubir b'stayacha. But the next aruge, even though it's from the same bailin, but the next aruge is a aloche of a stayacha, and if you are capable of schlepping the behemah out of the gina, and you're standing there and watching how it's traveling me aruge la aruge, so then the din is that yechayev and the second aruge to pay mashe ziko, that's the svar of Rav Kahane, aber me aruge la aruge havi kisteyacha. And Rav Yechanan is chaylik on this. Rav Yechanan is chaylik. Mehechi teishi, should I assume that the second aruge is asodacha? It's one big soda. There's one big bailam over here. So there's 2,000 arugas here. So meichi teisi. So that since the knisa in this soda was shaleya yidei pshiyosai, so even though there's 2,000 arugas here, and I can very readily take him out of this gine, but since he came into the gine shaleya yidei pshiyosai, I'm not mechuyev to pay for the hezek. I pay my shenanis, but I don't pay for the hezek. That is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, no mafilu meruge leruge, vafilu kol hayoyim kuloi, ad she teitze, till it leaves the field, v'tachzel ladas. V'tachzel ladas, we'll see in a minute what that means. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Lo yishonu, the mashenen isu de mishalemes, v'loy mashe zike, elo sha'ochlo miyat ba'oisa aruge shenoflo sham. It ate right away from that aruge. Now here Rashi says a very difficult explanation. The kiven danuse hi benefila. Since the behemah is an onus benefila, anuse hi nami ba'achilosa. So the behemah is an onus ba'achilosa. The kiven the chosye letvua tuso loimukme anafshe. A very difficult Rashi. Rashi is saying over here, Rashi is being a psashtikal melechoshe for this behemah. The behemah fell onto an aruge. So Rashi said, the behemah can't control himself. The kiven danusi ben nefila, anusi nami bachilosa. The behemah can't control himself. The kiven the chazi letvu etosa. This is mamish such an esoyin. It fell mamish into a patch of tomatoes and it's crazy over tomatoes. It can't. Anusi nami bachilosa. The kiven the chazi letvu etosa. Loi mukmes anafsha. Can't control himself. So some a very modern maiso. Who's talking about the control of the behemoth? The shadows on the Bailam. Who cares about the behemoth? The Bailam, the criteria is, can the Bailam take him out? Can the Bailam can't take him out? And from all practical purposes, we're speaking about the Bailam could take him out. That's by the second out. The Bailam can't get into the Gina till it eats up all the Arugas, so the Bailam is anonymous. So let's see what they're talking about. So Akochel is speaking about the Bailam is there. And the Baila can schlep him out from the first Aruga. But on the first Aruga, we say, the Baila can't hold himself back. So Mela, you put it to Baila. The second Aruga, oh, there already, there should have been self-control. But there wasn't self-control. Oh, no, you mechui of the Baila. So Magna Maise, talking about self-control of the Baila, Chilik, the first Aruga, the second Aruga. It's very, very difficult. The Dvar Yaakov says, but I don't know that it's mashma like that in Rashi. The Dvar Yaakov wants to say pshat in Rashi, that in the first aruge, if the behemah can't control himself, he can't slap the behemah out. The behemah if the behemah made up its mind it's going to eat this aruge, he can slap from today to tomorrow. It's the second aruge, we can discuss it. But the first aruge, the behemah can't control himself, and if the behemah can't control himself, so the Bailam can't control the behemah. That's what he wants to say. I mean, Rashi really doesn't say this, that he can't schlep out the behemah. I saw that Teresh Shmuel wants to say a very interesting pshat. He wants to say that this is called a b'chine of... We had before in the beginning of our kindness, Amaymed Behemes Chaveiroi Alkomas Chaveiroi, so the Maymed is Chayit. Now, let's be Megashim what that is speaking about. I mean that we have here a Behemoth that belongs to Reuven, and Shimon comes and takes this Behemoth, and he brings it Lakomas Chaveiroi. So the Gemara said, he's chayiv, Shimon is chayiv. It's called, the shame that comes about is his shame. He made the shame to come about. So it's called be'iroi legabe the shame. So, but let's be megashim dinyin. It's speaking about, in all cases, that means Shimon takes Reuven's behemoth, and Reuven is standing there, and Shimon takes Reuven's behemah, and he brings them to a koma, and he tells the behemah, no, use your brains, what are you doing, you're standing in front of a koma, and the behemah takes the message very well, starts eating the koma, so the din is Shimon is chayiv. And Reuven, it's not my behemah, it's not my shame v'regel, it's called Shimon shame v'regel, not my shame v'regel. It's called Legabi Dishem Beregel, it's called Shimon. It's the Be'iroi of Shimon. That's what we hear in the Gemara. But Ater Shmuel wants to say something very interesting. He wants to say, so just like if Shimon is Maimed the Behem Al Komas Chaveiroi, so we say it's the Shein Beregel of Shimon, not of Reuven, because Shimon made the Shein Beregel. So if the slipping brought the behemoth to this coma, how did it get to this coma? The process of slipping brought it to the coma. So it's the shame v'regel of the slipping, not of the bailam. So that means the achile that the slipping created. So in miyachis, this achile is not the bailam's achile. This is the because this achile came about to that I was huchlak. So therefore he's potter to pay. That's what Rashi is saying. This achile was brought about, that means the behemoth slipped onto a patch of tuah. It can't control itself. So this achile, we are miyaches to the slipping. So the bailam could be standing there. I didn't do this. The slipping did it. And this, so my male, I'm not responsible for this achile. After it finished eating up this aruge, now it's going on its own accord to the next aruge. Now, this the slipping didn't do already. So now we call over the Bala Behemah, Rabbi Yid. You have a Behemah, your Behemah is going to the next aruge. You better take away your Behemah. The second aruge is considered not a knifen of Maimit. This is considered that your Baim is doing it. That's what he wants to say. But then we have to understand, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? This is a very interesting knifen how to understand the Gemara. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Afilo me'aruge la'aruge. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan is saying when the Baim starts eating, so it's not, it was the first aruge. We are miyaches achila to the slipping. The second achila is the second aruge, that is already the behemoth is doing it on its own accord. Now it could be a behemoth that was enticed to start eating, so it's like the whole field is already, this is a poil yaitzi of the slipping. It started eating, and there's arugis in front of him, so this is considered like one big mice and maimed, because one achila is geira, the second achila. So now let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, afilo meruge laruge, afilo kolayim kuloyim, till it leaves this field, the tarzel adas. Omar of Pope, loitema, ache teitse, vitarzel, teitel adas, vitarzel adas. Alakivin sheyotis oladas. Afopi shechozro sheloilodas. He's also Tzayev. My time at the Omer, like even the Yalfe, since it became Rogel, since it learned, he has now a good address where to go to. This animal was given the opportunity of I don't know, Mayna Lamhaba, but Al Kapana was a very enjoyable opportunity. Is kol eime de mishtamta lahosam riyato. Now we also have to understand pshat in this gemara. What does this mean? Before we'll see Rashi, which is shver, they bring down a raivet, but the raivet says something very interesting. That, let's say a behemah ran away. I don't know where the behemah is. So, Kozman, I don't know where the behemah is. If it was Mazik, I mean, what should I do? I don't know where the behemah is. So, I'm not responsible for the zekis that the behemah will make. That's a normal case. But over here, if the behemoth somehow ran away, you go to that kina. You'll find the behemoth over there. This is called a psi already on you. That means if the behemoth ran away and I don't know where the behemoth ran to, so what should I do? I should, I don't know where to look, so I'm not responsible, Taka, till I see the behemoth. But over here, since it fell into this gina, and now it ran away, so the first place you run to is this gina. You could expect that that's where the behemoth went, and if you didn't go there, you're responsible for the hezek. Now let us see what Rashi says. The Bailam have to know that it left. So, Chosro Ladas means, loy noal b'foneh koroi. Don't say he's only chayiv if he did not make a proper shmirah. No, afilu he made a proper shmirah. But since it's given the yalfa, So, we have to understand, what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying, Hashte loisagilo b'shmira pruse, da'om alaik even the alpha. The Gemara is saying, this behemoth was exposed to indulge in a gina. That's what happened. It fell into the gina and it indulged in the gina. So now, this behemoth, it will not help anymore, a shmira pruse. So the Chazanish Tainis, what happened over here? Why shouldn't help? A shmira pruse means that he made a shmira for a ruach metzuya. It won't go out with a ruach metzuya. A ruach metzuya will not open the door. Here, it's not good a ruach metzuya. So what does that mean? So that means if a ruach shayna metzuya will come, I'm also responsible. Why am I responsible for ruach shayna metzuya? Because this behemoth was exposed to the indulgence of a gina. That's why I'm responsible for ruach shayna metzuya. What is the connection between the hosam riata to that's why I'm responsible for sharuach shayna metzuya? So the Chazanish wants to say pshat and Rashi, but he says the lashon gemara is not mashma like this. He wants to say pshat and Rashi as follows. Rashi means to say a behemoth that was indulged in a gine, a normal door is not sufficient. It's going to break down the door. That's what Rashi is telling us. We're not talking about a door that a ruach metzuya, it's only oimed beruach metzuya. This behemoth is going to throw down the door. This behemoth already has a taiva to go to this gine, and it's going to break down the door. So mamela, you have to make a door that it shouldn't break down. That's what it says over here. This behemoth, you can't go and purchase a normal door and be seimach. Well, the behemoth won't throw down the door and the wind won't throw down the door. No. This behemoth is going to throw down a door. So you have to make sure to purchase a door that the behemoth will not be capable of throwing down. That's the chiddush. Lemaise, if the behemoth did not throw it down, in a ruach she'ena metzuya came, you take a potter. That what Rashi says, a ruach metzuya is not sufficient, Rashi means it, that a delos that's oimed beruach metzuya, the behemoth is capable of throwing down also. And if it threw it down, that is not called a proper shmira because the behemoth is olul to throw it down. But he says, the loshna gemara, for the most to say, kol tatzdegi, just like the most said, inicha bachama, so it will use any tachbula to throw down the door. The most have said the same thing over here. The lashon of the Gemara is very unclear. Yolda kedarke vehizika, we had further in the Mishnah, yolda kedarke vehizika. It went down, it didn't fall into the gina, it walked down into the gina, v'shalem es mashe hizika. So it pays for the hezek. בואי רביר מיה יורדו כדרכה והזיקה במילי דמל. What happens if the hezek wasn't, it didn't eat the tvue, no, it gave birth in this gine, and the meileide were metanif the peiris, so the hezek came about through the meileide. What is the din? So it would seem that this was an unexpected hezek, so he's potter to pay. So the Gemara says like this, Aliv the demand the Oma, Chilose bepshiye v'soyfe boynes chayev leiti boylach. That means he was a poisheya that he let the behemoth wander, yoda kedalka, the behemoth walked down into the gine, he wasn't watching the behemoth, he was a poisheya legabi achilas ha-behemoth, which he had no right to do. Lemaise the behemoth was metanef the peiris with meleide, which he didn't expect that this would occur. So the Gemara says like this, Aliba the man damat philosophy shiva saiva bainis chayiv leite boila. So it's no shayla. So even though the tinof of the meleid is unexpected, but he was a peshay legabi achila. Kiti boila chaliba the man damat philosophy bepshiye vesaiva bainis pota. If you hold philosophy shiva saiva bainis is pota. My. Mi amrine given the tlase bepshi v'seife ba'ines sois pata. So that means this was an unexpected hezek. Haidilme hacha kula bepshiyo. The whole thing is a pshiye. Why is the whole thing a pshiye? The tinof of the meleid is also a pshiye. The given the kachosi the kreva leile meilad. Let's see what Rashi says. Kilose b'shiye, b'lav lei d'hoye lei l'shaimro, shleite konis v'teichel. That means he was a b'sheya, he should have made sure that the b'hema shouldn't enter Yenim's field. B'seife b'oines, lei hoye yedeye sh'teile. So me'mele, but so if you hold kilose b'shiye, b'seife b'oines is potter, it should be potter. So the Gemara says, there's a svara to say that it's kulei pshiye, the kivin the kolchozi, the krevalei lemeilet, since it's close to give birth, he boilei linturei les tamurek. So Rashi says, lishomar ulihizoyer bo. Now, the Davoine also don't understand klo, the Gemara lies by a teiku. So don't understand exactly what the Tzodei HaSofik are. I mean, we have a behemoth that is aimed to give birth. So I don't know when the due date was, and then the more is a shayla, is he an honest that he gave birth now? Or since he knows that he's going to give birth, he's a pesheya. So I mean, what exactly is the case speaking about? There was a due date, and it was before the due date, and is the before the due date also to be expected? Because behemoths don't work exactly with the calendar. I don't know, Klo, what the Tzodei HaShaila of the Gemara is. The Gemara is a tzad to say it's an onus. The Gemara is a tzad to say, given the krev alo lemeled, it's to be expected. So I don't know, Klo, what the... It's Tzodei HaShaila, it's. Lazuli Shomer Lizoyerba, from the teams, the Tzodei HaShaila, how much is Mechuyev to be careful, his Chiyev Shmire, how much is Mechuyev to be Choshes that the later might occur? Agavulcha, there's a Darkei David that brings down the Rimekash in the second Perek. The Ritas Loshna Gemara would seem Mishalemis Mashe Yizika, you pay for the Hezik. But Rabir Mie Yizika B'meleide Ma'al. What if it was Masik B'meleide? So is it an Onos? Is it a Pesheya? So they ask a Kashe, it's Tzreiris. The Ritas Loshna Gemara seems she should pay Nezik Sholem. That's the Ritas Loshna Gemara. Now, the shaylus, is he an onus? Is he not an onus? Here, it wasn't masik begufoy. We hear on the fiyotchesim at beis, itila glolim, that's tzreires. It's the only pay chatzi nezik. The ritus loshna gemara would seem, achlo, you pay mashi zika, what's the din? Be-me-le-de. But seems also you pay mashi zika. So the dakidobi brings down a rimegash, the Drimigash and the Fiyot Chesem at base says that what Atolos Glolim is called Tzoyres is because when the Glolim fall on the Ise, there's no chibur whatsoever from the Glolim to the Behemoth. So Memele, so that's called Koichoi. It's not called Gufoi. But if there would be a chibur and the Dover HaMetanef, while it's being Metanef to the Behemoth, like Meiraglayim, so there the Rimegash says, Nitzuk Chibur, so we consider Ki'ilu, the Guf HaBehemoth is being Mazik, and this is not called Koichai, this is called Gufoi, and you pay Nezik Sholeh. Let us go further. Keitzad Mishalemes Mashe Hizika. The Mishnah says that you, let us look again the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, Keitzad Mishalemes Mashe Hizika, Shomin Beis So Boisei Sode Kama Hoise Yofe Vekame Hi Yofe. Let's just see the Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah. Shomin Beis So Boisei Sode. Ein Shomin Esa Aruga Levado. We're not shom daruga levado bibnei shem mafsid mazik, because then you'll be shom the value of the ruga, so the mazik is paying full price. She shom an oisa b'chol shavya, v'rachmon lo mabir b'stei acher, v'dorshine b'gmor melamed she shom an oisa al gav soda acheres. That we learn out from this pasuk that the shum is how much the soda became nechsar to the Achilles Abayim. Haloshamim beiso boise so, the kamoise yofa koidim shenechla mimena aruga zois. You take a beiso, and then you figure out how much was this beiso worth before the Achilles Aruge? The kame yofa achshav after the Achilles Aruge? Vahashdalim mishalim kula the mess. And now you're not paying full price for the hezik. The Mishalekeach Beisok Shibitvuos and Mizalzaba Bishvil Hefsa Daruga Achas Kimdova Muit. So the Tashlume Nizokian come out much cheaper. He's paying how much the Beiso became worth less through the Achilles Aruga, but he's not paying the full amount of the Aruga. Now, Keitzad Mishalemes Mashizika. So here we have a Kula in Shume. So the Gemara says, Menoni Mili, how do we know that this is the Oifen Hashume? Amar Amasna Damakro Ubiyel Bistei Acher Melamed Sheshomin Al Gav Soda Acher. We are shown how much the Soda Acher became worthless through the Achilles Aruge. Frek the Gemara, how do you know to make this trash? Hayabir Bistei Acher Mi Boilei Lafuki Reshus Arabim. But if it was mazik b'shus harab, it would be b'chotzer anizik. But how do you know that this is speaking about the oifen hashume, how the tashlumi nizokin are made? So the more answer them, ken lichtev rachmon obiel b'stei chaveiroi. Inami sedei acher, mai b'stei acher, sheshomim al gab soda acher. Just let's go a little further. Maybe it's only coming to tell us, Shomim Agav Soda Acher, Lafuki Rishus Arab Minolon, how do you know Tadash Nabi Bistei Acher Veloi Bishus Arab? Ken Lichtave Rachmona Gabi Tashlumim, if it's only coming to tell us, the Oifen of Tashlumim, so the Pasuk should not have mentioned this Tei Acher by the Hezek. Should have mentioned this Tayacha by the Tashlumim. Mate of Sadeya, mate of Karma, Yishalim, Bistayacha. You should pay Agav Sadeacha. Lomali, the Kosver, Rachmona, Gabi, Ubiya.
So Vais is the Steyach is coming to tell us that the Hezek has to be the Steyach of Rebbe Shusaram. Shema Minot Arti. So we learn out both of these drushes. So now we have to understand exactly how the drash goes. So the Gemara brings two eifanim how to dash. And one eifan is, should have said, stei chaveroi. That we can understand, because by all the Hezekis it says, chiyigev sharisha shereyeyu. By the, all of a sudden here it mentions that this as a lotion of acher. Should have said, stei chaveroi, stei reyeyu. So the Acher is coming to tell us another drash. The Acher is coming to tell us Shomin Agav Soda Acher. That's the first drash. The second drash, it seems the base is Miyuter. Why L'chayre the base is very good. Why is the base Miyuter? It could be because the pasuk starts without a base. The pasuk says, "V'chi yaver ish sode kerem dachsimer." There it doesn't say "bis sode." It says "V'chi yaver ish sode v'kerem." But the lashon of the pasuk is. That's the Lashon HaPosek. So it seems in the beginning the Posek did not mention Bisodaikarim. So why does it say now Ubiya Bisdayacher? Should have said the same Oifna Lashon. So the Bay somehow baby's Maram is Bishuma Agav Sodaacher. Could be that's Pshat in the Drash.